Radio Prague News. The Czech Republic will try to secure its participation in future Eurozone summits. An agreement was signed in Prague on Friday, sealing the transfer of the Galileo supervisory authority to the Czech capital. And the Czech Foreign Ministry has dismissed criticism from the European Commission that it is making excessive demands on foreign applicants requesting a residence permit in the country. The Czech Republic will try to secure its participation in future Eurozone summits. Czech Foreign Minister Karel Schwarzenberg said on Friday it would be good for the country to be involved and for its voice to be heard, even if it was not yet a Eurozone member. The centre-right Czech government this week approved a 38 billion crown loan to the IMF and gave conditional approval for the Czech Republic to join the emerging fiscal compact, a process that would either have to be ratified by Parliament or in a national referendum. GCA head Carlos de Dorides and Czech Transport Minister Pavel Dobeš on Friday signed an agreement on moving the headquarters of the Galileo Supervisory Authority to Prague. The European Union's planned Galileo satellite navigation system is meant to give the EU its own worldwide navigation system, similar to the US GPS and Russia's GLONASS. Galileo is due to begin basic operations in 2014 and ultimately to offer 32 satellites covering the globe. The Czechs lobbied hard for the opportunity to host the headquarters of the new navigation system, and Czech firms are expected to benefit, for instance, by taking part in the development of signal receivers or applications for Galileo. The transfer of GSA staff to Prague is expected to begin in May. The Czech Foreign Ministry has dismissed criticism from the European Commission that the country's approach to foreign applicants requesting a residence permit violates the EU's directive regarding the free movement of people. Among others, the European Commission has expressed objections to the policy of asking residence permit applicants to prove that they have secured accommodation in the country. The EC says this is not in harmony with the free movement directive that all EU states were supposed to transpose in their legislation by April of 2006, and has threatened to file action against the Czech Republic over its alleged failure to observe the said directive. The Czech Republic has 2 months to react to the criticism. If Brussels finds Prague's response insufficient, it may hand the issue over to the European Court of Justice, which may impose sanctions on the country. Hackers attacked the website of the Czech government as well as the online presence of OSA, a Czech copyrights holders association, on Thursday night. Both websites were up and running again by Friday morning. Behind the attack are hackers associated with the activist group Anonymous, which has been targeting websites of such organizations as the FBI, the White House, and various record labels and copyright holders in a reaction to a recent blocking of the online content sharing service MegaUpload.com. The loosely organized group Anonymous has been linked to attacks around the world aimed at punishing governments for policies they disagree with. The attacks on the Czech websites are believed to be connected to the Czech Republic signing the anti-counterfeiting trade agreement in Tokyo on Thursday. And finally, a quick look at the weather forecast. The coming weekend is expected to bring partly cloudy to overcast skies with more snow and day temperatures dropping to -3 degrees. Nighttime lows can reach -15, though in some places as much as 10 degrees lower. I'm Daniela Lazarova, and that's the end of the news.